Of course, talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, boy, actually, sorry, part of boy, talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and where it refers to Yidden with the name Tzivos Hashem. Just to make a point here, why how this comes into the flow of the Maimer, Basi Lagani is originally a Maimer from Tafresh Pei Gimel. The Friedrich Rebbe said Tafresh Pei Gimel Parshas Boy. And the original Dibra Maschel of the Maimer is Vayihi Be'etzem Ayayim Azeh. It was a Maimer from that Parsha. Then, when it was printed in honor of Yud Shvat Tavshin Yud and Yud Gimel Shvat Tavshin Yud, which was the Yahrzeit of the mother of the Friedrich Rebbe and the grandmother, so then the Friedrich Rebbe changed the Dibra Maschel to Basi Lagani, and Vayihi Be'etzem Ayayim Azeh is only here at the end of the Maimer. But the reason it's here is because it's an originally a Shabbos Parshas Boy Maimer. So let's continue inside. Got it? Va'al Shem Zeh. The end of the line. Va'al Shem Zeh. It's because of this, because of what we explained before. The Avayda that Yidden do in this world, the Avayda of Skafyes, Hapcha, and the fact that Yidden bring the Shechina down into this world. The Krom, Yisrael, Tzivos Avaya. Yidden are referred to as Tzivos Avaya, which of course simply means the army of Hashem. Kumeshakosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayihi be'etzem ayayim azeh, and it was in the middle of this day. Yotzu called Tzivos Avaya Meretz Mitzrayim. All of Tzivos Avaya left the land of Mitzrayim. So hine Tzivos Avaya hakavanu al Yisrael. Tzivos Avaya refers to Yidden. The Yidden are the army of Hashem. Meshikasov, as the Pasuk says again, Vayihi be'etzem ayayim azeh, hoitzi havaya es b'nei Yisrael, meretz Mitzrayim, altziv oisam. So again it uses the term altziv oisam, referring to the Yidden. The tzarech lahavin, so the question here is, mahu zeh di Yisrael nikram tzivos havaya? Why are Yidden referred to as tzivos havaya? What's the significance of that title that Yidden have here? And the Friedrich Rebbe points out, the Shem Tzivakos, the name Tzivakos is also one of Hashem's seven names that you may not erase. There's Zion, Shem, Shein, and Mchokim. The name Tzivakos is one of them. So the name Tzivakos, Loiniska B'Teira, is never mentioned in the Teira. It's mentioned later on in Navi, in the Nevuah of where Chana is davening to Hashem and Shmuel. That's where the name Tzivakos is mentioned. But in Teira, the name Tzivakos is never mentioned. So that's the name Tzivakos, referring to the Eibishter. V'kan k'ires Yisrael Tzivos Avaya. Here, the Pasuk refers to Yidden with the term Tzivos Avaya. So with this question, sort of, the Friedrich Rebbe is implying that the name Tzivakos, which is one of Hashem's names, and the name Tzivos Avaya, which is a description of Yidden, are connected. So you don't find the name Tzivakos as one of the Eibishter's names mentioned in Teira, but when Yidden leave Mitzrayim, it does mention that, it does describe Yidden with the name Tzivos Avaya. So what's the significance of that? I mean, you could simply say that these two things have no connection. The name Tzivakos, which is one of Hashem's names, and the name Tzivos Avaya, which refers to a name of Yidden, are two separate things. Right? But the Friedrich Rebbe connects them here, and in the Maimer of the Rebbe, there's two Maimerim of the Rebbe, he'll explain the connection. V'chein, Friedrich Rebbe brings a third pasuk, B'yitzias Mitzrayim, Aske L'tzavoysam Davke. When Yidden leave Mitzrayim, another pasuk, where it says, L'tzavoysam, U'kumay Shekosov, Ki be'etzem ayayim azeh, Hoitzesi es tzivoyseichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. So again, it uses this term of tzivoyseichem. So there are three different psukim. If you look here in the simple pshat of this Maimer, why is he bringing in another pasuk? V'chein b'yitzias Mitzrayim maske. He just brought two psukim regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'hi be'etzem ayayim azeh, which is about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and our third pasuk. Why is it necessary to bring three psukim? So the Rebbe in the Sicha of Yud Shvat Tov Shin Chav, which we'll learn in Metz Hashem, explains why the Friedrich Rebbe brings three psukim, and it does say each time the concept of Tzivos Avaya, but it always doesn't say it exactly the same. The first time it says Tzivos Avaya, the second time it says Tziv Oysom, and the third time it says Tziv Oyseichem. So there are slight differences, and the Rebbe will explain that the Friedrich Rebbe is talking about three different points by bringing these three psukim. Elo. So the pshat, the Friedrich Rebbe says here, regarding the concept of Tzivos Avaya is as follows. The Tzava yesh by Gimel Pirushim. The term Tzava has three different interpretations. Aleph, The first pshat and the simple pshat is Lashon Chayil. It refers to an army. That this is the army of Hashem. Beis, a second pshat, Zman Mugbal. The word Sava could also be translated as a set time. There is a set time that a human being has here on this earth. So that refers over here as well to every individual Yid when they leave Mitzrayim, that it's the every Yid in his Avedas Hashem in this world has a set time to fulfilling his purpose on this earth. Hagimel, third pshat, Meloshen Tzivyoin. The word Tzava is connected to the word Tzivyoin, which means a form or a color or specific shape, something to that extent. Okay, Kudrashas, ha? Tzivyoin. Kudrashas Razal, Rosh Hashanah, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Al Pasek Vayechulu HaShamayim. The Eibishter concluded creating heaven and earth, and then it concludes Tzva'om. What is the meaning Tzva'om? So the Gemara there says, L'tzivyoinom Nivru. Every creature, every creation in the world was created in its form. If you had the entire world, if the shape and the nature of things in the world would all be the same, so then it would be a boring world. Everything will be have the same shape and the same color and the same size and the same, be very boring. The Eibishter created the world in a very, very multi-fashioned, interesting way where you have so many, a tree, so many kinds of colors and shapes and sizes and so on. So the Eibishter creates the world that it's tzivyoinam. There's each thing has its own form and that makes up the beauty of the combination of all the different shapes and forms in creation. Okay, those are the three pshatim of the word tzeva. Okay, so now how do these three interpretations relate to a yid and to the avodah of a yid? So the pshat in this is the neshamas Yisrael when it comes to the neshamas of Yidden. So the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe begins with the last pirish, that each thing in the world is created with its own form. So he begins with that pshat as it relates to Yidden. The neshamas Yisrael when it comes to the neshamas of Yidden, im shehem chalukim b'madregasam. So yes, the Yidden are all divided in their own level. Every Yid is created mitzad his neshama, not only mitzad his guf, not only mitzad the nature of his guf. The neshama of every Yid is completely different. There are balei asoge, shem mariteire. There are those people that have the ability to comprehend words of teire. They're called mariteire. There's Teire itself. There are various levels of learning Teire. There are Mari Razan Vesedis. There are those individuals that their neshama has more of a connection to the secrets of Teire. Sedis Yiloin, the supernal, the deep secrets of Teire. Then there's Mari Chochmese. There are those people that have more of a Kayach of Chochme. Chochme and Asage is different. Asage is when a person has the ability to expound and elaborate and explain details of something. Chachma is a person that has a kayach to innovate. Right? That's what Chachma is about, when you can be mechadish. V'yeshnu manashim pshutim. Then on the other opposite side of the spectrum, there are the simple people. V'heim rak mare uvdin tovin. Individuals that don't have a specific ability to learn Torah, but they're just able to do good deeds, mitzvahs. Shemekayimim es ha-Torah u-mitzvahs b'tmimus, they fulfill Torah mitzvahs sincerely. Gam. So this is regarding the DNA of a person's neshama. Every person's neshama is different, and every person has his neshama that is according to his abilities of what he has to do in this world. And gam. Also, when it comes to the actual avoda of every person, oiskim ish ba avodasai lefi erkei. Every individual does his avoda on his level, according to his level. I'm thinking now, as I'm reading this, maybe the pshat is a bit different. This gam refers to the anoshim pshutim, that the anoshim pshutim that are not able to be oisik in Torah as much, and their main aveda is uvdin tovin, to just do good deeds. So in that category of anoshim pshutim, there's also various different levels. Lefiyarka, everybody on their level, but tamchen deiraisa. They could be supporters of Taira, but as begufam, there are those that could support Taira with their body, with helping with physical labor, b'mamainam or financially, v'chulu and so on. So we see here many different levels of the neshamas, and this is the last pshat of tzivasavaya that every the tzivyanim, everyone has the form of his neshama according to his shlichus in this world, according to the purpose that he has to do. Right? And then when you look at it from this perspective, there's no one that's better or more perfect than someone else. What's perfect is when a person fulfills his shlichus and does what he has to in this world. What someone else's shlichus, they should give him his neshama with his abilities. Every person has their avoda. So hine zehu tzivyayna. This is the beauty, the various forms and colors that brings together the beauty. This is the ultimate beauty that when you have a combination of many colors. The gavan echa that I aim by yaifi. When you just have one color, there's no beauty to that. Vedafke ribui gvanim. So when you have many colors, harimam shichim. So that brings beauty. What does the beauty mean in the Ruchnis, the Gesense? When you have a combination of all these many different kinds of Avedas, this brings down the revelation of Avaya through their Aveda. If everybody is doing the exact same Aveda, like a robot, and everyone is programmed in the exact same way and has one type of Aveda, so then, because it's one Aveda equal by everybody, so that brings down a level of a lakos that's limited. The fact that there is opposite Avedas, that Yidden support each other in opposite kinds of Avedas, and combine all together all these opposite Avedas, that brings down the great beauty of Havaya, a greater Hamshacha of Havaya. That's the last pshat of Tzivyayin. Then the second pshat, v'tzava shuhu hagbalo mayi. The word tzava means limitation or a set time. Hu al derech, this is like it says in the pasuk, yamim yutzaru, the Eibusha creates the days of a person's life, v'loi echad cholo. So Chassidus teaches in many places that every Yid has his mission to bring echad, one Hashem, into the world. So the Eibusha gives a person a certain amount of days, and it's here in these days of his life that he's able to serve Hashem. The tzava le'enosh alei oretz, as possibly mentioned before, that there's a set amount of days a person has in this on this earth. The l'chol adam harayesh lezman kavua the yamim yitzaru. Every person has a set amount of days on this earth. The kasha mashlim yamov. So this is something that the Friedrich Rebbe spoke about earlier in the Maim. I think it's an ice hay that a person does not necessarily have the time to tell his household and his acquaintances and people that he knows that, okay, my time is up, I'm about to go. A person doesn't have that opportunity necessarily because the Eibishter gives a person a set amount of days, and when his time is up, the Eibishter takes him back to where he came from. So therefore, a person has to always be ready, and a person has to always focus on his Aveda because we never know. We never know when the time is. That's what the Friedrich Rebbe brings there from Chazal. And the point is to always, be focused and always be involved. The Rebbe will, in the Maimer, explain more this also, this pshat. The Friedrich Rebbe is very makatze in this pshat. The Rebbe will explain it later, we'll see. The kasha mashlim yom of b'avedas habirurim, and a person completes his aveda of refining this world and refining the things in his life, b'skafi v'shapche, both in the skafi and the shapche. Oz, then you come to the first and simple pshat, who b'chlal tzivasavaya. Then he's part of the army of Hashem, doing Hashem's work in this world. Zehu, v'yihi b'etzem hayom hazeh, it was in the middle of this day. Yotzu kol tzivasavaya meretz Mitzrayim, and all of tzivasavaya left the land of Mitzrayim. The Tzivus Havaya Hem Yisrael, Tzivus Havaya refers to Yidden, Shal Yidei Avedas Habirurim, Beskafya Veshapche, the Aveda that Yidden refined this world of the both Eskafya and Eshapche, Hine Hem Evarim Umezachim Esayilam. That's how a Yid refines and elevates the world and purifies the world around him. So if you want to leave Mitzrayim, you want to end the Golus, and you want to elevate the world around you, so that's through being part of Tzivus Havaya. The Tzivus Havaya bring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Oysim Mikesha, going back to the point that the Friedrich Rebbe spoke about before, the Oysim Mikesha, Kadesh. So you take, and then when Yidden left Mitzrayim, then they came to Matan Torah, and then eventually they came to building the Mishkan, which is taking the Akesher and Kadesh, the Kadesh, which are the beams to the Mishkan, which also is the letters of Kesher, something which is connected to the world. And taking that, v'hainu d'makesher, the oilam, from something that's connected to the world, the ma'asha oilam mares atzmai, l'mitzias, the fact that the world presents itself as an existence, that it's here and it exists independently, harei ze sheker, it's a lie. Okay, yidua, as is well known, the ikir hu achayis amachayisai, the main existence of everything is the life, the Eibishter's chayis that's in it. Without that, there's no existence, b'chlal. So a person takes the sheker of the world and he builds of it a mishkan. Is he nei? Regarding the aveda of a yid, what that means is kashaloyim dim teira mekayim emesam mitzvahs. When one sets aside time to learn teira and fulfills mitzvahs, nishapach lekeresh. The falsehood of the world that a person may be immersed in becomes transformed into a keresh, into being connected to godliness. Shuhu me'atzei shitim oimdim. So then you have the Mishkan, which is built of those atzishitim, that stand tall and goes from the ground to the roof, and it draws down, it connects Eirin Seif, which is what the Friedrich Rebbe explained in the ice that we learned last year, that it's like a pillar that brings down from above to below. And therefore, Yidden are referred to with this title, Tzivis Avaya, Shehem Megalim Umamshichim Gili Avaya. The Yidden are the army that reveal Avaya. Not only the army of Avaya, but the Yidden draw down and reveal the presence of Avaya in the world. Vitzava Huzman Mugbol. And where do we reveal Hashem's presence? Where's our Avaya? Here below in this world, in the place where there's limited time. All of the Aveda of Yidna Shebahayomim Yutzoru, which are here in the days that Hashem created and granted us. Shenit and L'chol Echad V'Echad, given to every single individual. So Yieloi Echad, the person should have Echad, he should focus on the Echad, on the Eibishter, Sheyor V'Yizgala, that will shine and be revealed, Al Yidei Avedasai, B'chinas Havaya Echad, to reveal the Havaya Echad in the world. Okay. Kitzer. Yamshech, the Fili Rebbe continues to explain in this ice, the kesher v'sheker de'olam nepach l'keresh ha'mishkan. The falsehood and the connection that a person has to the world could be transformed into becoming a part of the Mishkan. V'yideze basi l'gani l'gnuni. Through the Aveda of Yidden, the Eibishter will come back into his garden, into his private place in this world. V'chaveire makshivim cholo. We also mentioned the fact that when a Yid learns Torah in this world, Chaveirim, there are two pshat on what Chaveirim means. Either Chaveirim means the Neshamas in Gan Eden are listening to us learning Torah, or Chaveirim means the Malachim. The Malachim are listening to us learning. Al Shem Zeh, and then we said that it's because of this, that Nikram Yisrael Tzvokais, or Tzvotvais, Loshen Chayil, Yidin are part of Hashem's army. And then there's also the pshat of Zman, that you do their avodah here in this world, where you are in the framework of time, and tzivyon. And every person has his individual avodah. He contributes his specific avodah that no one else could do. It's based on the tzivyon of his neshama, of the form of his neshama. Okay, so we'll continue with the Maimon the Rebbe. If you have some time, we'll start the Maimon the Rebbe. Yeah, we have a couple of minutes.
It just seems that it's turning Echad into Yachid.
It doesn't mention that Befeirish, though.
No, I'm saying, but the ideas seem to be like from multiplicity, from Chayil, which is many soldiers, into one group. Uh-huh. Which is
on one hand, you have the multiplicity of different people, right. Soldiers, but yet everyone's focused on the same thing of drawing down Havaya Echad in the world.
That's why it's Sivos Hashem. Sivos is many, many, and
Bringing down Havaya Echad. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting, because it says that. Netzach is Hashem Tzvakos. What's the name of the name of Hashem? It's Hashem Tzvakos. That's when Hashem was creating it. It was create multiplicity. The apparent appearance of multiplicity, and the work is to bring back from the multiplicity to showing that everything is Yachid. Hashem.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what it says on the coin. The pluribus
is from many. Right. One. Yeah.
which is the highest level of Avdus Arayim.
Right.
It's written on the...
In the next ice, the Friedrich Rebbe will continue. Isir Aleph, he talks about Midas and Itzachim and Tzvakus. It's all there. Isn't it? Okay, see, the Rebbe wrote here a kitzer of this maimer. It's very interesting. Maybe after we learn the whole maimer, we can go back to the kitzer as a chazara. But when you look at the kitzer itself, it's very difficult to understand what the words that the Rebbe wrote are saying. So we'll learn the maimer, and then with Hashem we'll go back to this kitzer. So it's on page Yud Gimel. Bo silegani achoisi kalom. So it says that Eivishta comes to his garden, to my garden. Why is this world considered to be my garden? Legani legnuni. And then the Friedrich Rebbe adds, it's not only my garden, but genuni. Genuni is a chuppah, which Amal was a private place where the Chassan and Kala were there together. So the Medrash says, this is the place where Hashem's primary presence was when He created the world. The Eibishter was here below in this world. Elo, but then what happened? Through the Chet of Eitzadas, v'achatoim shel acharov, and the chatoim that followed, Tzilkus ha-shchina me'aretz l'rakia aleph. The Shchina was concealed and went away to... From the earth here below to the first Rekia, first level of heaven. Then the Shekhinah went, you got driven out even further through the Chatoim. That happened after that, after Chet Eitzadas, Ad L'Rekia Zayin. The Shekhinah got driven out to the seventh Rekia. Okay, so what this means is, of course, none of this means in the physical sense. It means that when the Eibishter created the world, the Kavona Sabriya, and the Elokus, the Eibishter that creates, was felt. The presence of Hashem was felt in the world. Then, through the Chatoim, the sensitivity and that connection that the Nivroim had to the Eibishter's presence in the world became less. And every Chet that was added, that sensitivity and connection that you could sense in this world became even less. So when it says that it's Turkiya Hazayin, it means that after all of these Chatoim, for a person to be able to connect and feel the Eibishter in this world became very, very difficult. They began serving Avodah Zarah and they were all involved in all in themselves, and there was the date of the Mabel and so on, because they couldn't sense any godliness and truth in the world. The Eibishter was driven out in that sense. Then the Ovis and the Tzadikim came, read us Shekhinah mumayla lamato, and bring the Shekhinah back from down here, from above, back down below. Ad sheba Moshe, until finally Moshe Rabbeinu comes, Shehu Ashvi, which he's the seventh, v'chol Ashvi and Chavivin, and all sevenths are cherished, v'hayrid al-aretz, and brought the Shekhinah, the presence of Hashem, back down into this world at the time of Matan Torah, and then through building the Mishkan. V'zehu. Okay, we'll stop over here. Just made a haschala. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow. It's a long maimer. There's many, many pratim here. We'll see.